The Buccaneers cheerleaders were invited on behalf of NFL Mexico to come to Mexico City.
It's a Mexican adventure!
The first purpose of going to Mexico City was obviously to perform the 5K, 10K race, which was an incredible opportunity. But, you know, when in Mexico City, why not hang out and, like, see what's going on in the town? We got the chance to just, like, sightsee and just walk around a little bit and just see what Mexico City was really like and kind of spend a day in the life as if we were living there.
Wait, is that a dog store?
Do you need to go get something?
Oh, I would like to check it out. Puppet girl might need a gift.
We see this dog store, and I have a dog, and Michelle C. has a dog.
Little Buster. I basically pay his rent. So my time on the field has kept him clothed and fed.
Does anybody have a dog that this will fit?
I officially need to buy a dog so that I can have somebody to wear this.
I mean, who doesn't love sweet, soft animals? Let's be real here. So while we were walking through the park, we stumbled across this little ice cream store right next to us, actually. All the girls are like, you know, let's stop for a little treat. It's a nice day. Let's just stop for a little treat. It's Spanish. I looked over at Allie and just said, oh, Allie, like, you can read the menu and it's fine. But in reality, she couldn't.
It is Spanish.
Yeah, it is Spanish.
I was like, no, you can read this. And I read it and just, like, read right through it and just thought, oh, she can read it too because it's English. Because I understood it, so can she.
There's so many similarities when you actually read it. So you can kind of tell, like, you have an idea of what it is. And then you come across stuff that you're just like, I have no idea what that is.
What okay. Did you get?
Todo mundo.
Una sola cuenta.
Una sola cuenta. Gracias. Oh,
okay. Cuenta.
I felt like I was in like 30 places at once. Everyone's like, Tessa wants this. Tessa, I want this. Do they have something like this? But
actually, was delicious though. I can tell you that much.
Yay!
In Mexico City, there are a ton of families, ton of people, and I couldn't help but see myself in a lot of those families because that's what my family looked like when I was younger.
Everyone's together and loud, like the hustle and bustle of it. So that culture, that community culture of family is really cool to see.
The girls and I just really enjoyed ourselves and just, it was a beautiful day. So it was really nice just to be around and spend that extra time with my girlfriends. In America, everyone knows what the NFL is. It's football, there are teams, they all know who they're rooting for. But in South America, like Mexico City, they may not know who the Buccaneers are.
¿Cómo anda?
Bien, ¿tú?
Bien, gracias.
For NFL Mexico to choose the Buccaneers to come was such a special situation. It gave us the chance to show who we are, who we are as women, who we are as a team, and where we come from.